This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's a data point for the bibliophiles among you. According to NPD BookScan, which tracks publishing, print book sales were up 18% in the first half of the year. Dealing with that demand, though, which is a good problem to have, I grant you, but it's been tough for publishers and retailers. Marketplace's Savannah Marr takes us a couple of steps up the book supply chain.
Native Realities Press was planning to release some new comic books in time for this year's holiday shopping season. But by late summer, CEO Lee Francis had a realization.
It's just not going to happen. This is the supply chain apocalypse.
Starting with a shortage of the raw material that's used to make paper, wood pulp. Pete Stewart heads up Forest to Market, which keeps an eye on the timber industry.
About a third of the raw material would come from sawmill chips.
In the early days of the pandemic, he says a lot of sawmills downsized or shut down entirely. The companies didn't know how many Americans would spend their extra time and stimulus money.
They decided, well, I'll probably put a new deck on the back of my house. I might expand my office.
The price of lumber and wood pulp spiked. Meanwhile, people were doing a lot of online shopping, which, according to Kristen McLean, an analyst with NPD BookScan, caused paper mills to shift their priorities.
A lot of paper and pulp has been redirected towards things like shipping boxes.
And away from book-grade paper. McLean says this may mean holiday shoppers have fewer choices about where to purchase books.
Bigger retailers are going to probably be prioritized.
She says publishers are likely to fill their largest orders for, say, Barnes & Noble, before sending a few dozen copies to a local indie. And if you have your heart set on shopping local for a particular title, McLean says the time to order is now. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.